Hey, daters, another week, another exciting podcast. And on today's show, shoot your shot, ladies. How funny life is when things go wrong. And a quote from yesterday's lunch, I'll never forget. I don't know how we got here, but we had anal. And last but not least, I have a very special guest. Say hi, AJ.
Hi.
You excited?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit nervous. Don't know if I want to divulge too much information.
Oh, I'm going to make you divulge everything. Sweet. Well, strap in, biatches. Let's go. Hi, AJ.
Hello.
How excited are you to be my first guest?
Very. Thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for coming on. Well, I can't wait. I'm glad that you're in studio. But first, let me share a quick story about shooting your shot. I was finishing editing this show on Monday, posted. And once it goes live on Spotify or on CastBox or anywhere else you get your podcast, there's really no way of pulling that episode off and re-editing. So once you edit the podcast, it's up. And I have to wait, just like everybody else, for the episode to drop. And it usually takes about 30, 40 minutes. And on my way home, I jump on the tram, and God only knows, but the public transport has been very hit or miss these last 2 weeks.
Standard Melbourne.
Exactly. And because of that, I ended up having a walk from St. Kilda all the way back home, and I was rushing because I was late. Mm-hmm. So in my rush, I see out of the corner of my eye this fluffy gray poodle, and I noticed it was all by itself, had no leash, and I was in my own little world, and I'm telling myself, just don't go over there, leave the dog alone. The good person in me came out, and sure enough, I went across the street. The dog came right up to me. I grabbed its collar, and I saw that its name was Layton. As soon as I said Layton, it wagged its little tail, called the number, and a girl picks up. Now, in the meantime, these two women come from around the corner and instantly have a meltdown over the dog. And all they can say was, oh my God, the dog is so cute. Is it yours? And you know the type of girls that are in activewear every day?
Oh God, yes. That's definitely a Melbourne thing as well. What an Australian, I'd say.
It's an Aussie thing.
They wear it to go for walks, which I found so weird when I first moved here. I think I'd probably do it now. But like in England, when you go for walks, it's like you're just walking off for like your last meal. Just had a big lunch. You're like, oh, let's go for a walk. Look, quick stroll around the block. Here, they're like full activewear, head to toe. Like, you running a marathon? Or
AJ, just to let you know, you're in activewear right now.
This is not activewear, and these are like fashion shoes.
Well, these girls look just like that. They had their makeup fully done, full on activewear. It looked like they were so Southern California. It looked like they'd just gotten out from brunch. And in the meantime, I'm on the phone with the owner. She told me that she lived right down the street. She was in the city, and she had another office down the street. So the dog must have came out from that office somehow.
Yeah.
It got out. So all three of us at this point, we all cross the street. The girls have the dog. I'm talking to this girl, and we get to her place. And have you ever seen those cameras that are aligned with like a keypad to get into somebody's building?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, she had one of those. She had one of those.
Holding one of them.
Yeah, and she gives me the code to let the dog in, and it's a house.
Yeah.
But you can clearly see this huge camera.
Yeah.
And as I'm doing this, she says, "Thank you so much, but can I tell you, I love your accent." And I laugh to myself. I chuckle and I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem. And then she goes, oh, I can see you. There you are. And like a dork, I wave hi to her. And she goes, oh, and you're cute too. And mind you, she was very business professional during this whole time. And instantly, she switched from business professional to sultry. Oh,
like sleaze.
No. Definitely not sleaze. But it was very soft and sweet. I had a good laugh, and I said, "Oh, not a problem. It's okay." I tell her, "I'm just so thankful that that your dog is safe, and I'm just really happy that that he's safe. It's not a big deal." She goes on, "Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing Layton back. Is there anything I can do to pay you back?" I obviously decline. I say, "Don't worry about it." Then she goes, "Well, if you're free later on or on the weekend, I'd love to take you out for a drink."
Oh my God, what a creep.
No, not a creep. See, I didn't take it that way. I'm like, oh my God.
If it was the other way around, I would think that person was a bit of a creep.
But
unless he was cute, and then I'd be like.
But how do you know, right? Like, how do you know that that person's cute or not, you know?
True.
I was flabbergasted at this point. More nervous laughter comes out. I obviously decline. But then she goes again and she says, well, you know where I live. So if you're ever in the area.
Just pop in.
She goes, yeah, just come by.
Was she old?
I don't think so.
Like old. Oh, you never even met her.
No, I had no idea what she looked like.
She could have been super hot.
She.
You should have just gone just to see.
No. I have a person.
The love of your life.
Oh, no, okay. I have a person. Okay. So there was no, there's
that's
no
good.
Flirt.
That's nice and respectful.
Yeah. I'm very respectful, you know? So I was in stitches. I couldn't stop laughing. And now all the while, these two girls start walking beside me. And I still have my headphones on. And at this point, I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're hanging out right now. I had to take off my headphones. We start bantering, yada, yada, yada. I was actually taken back because these two girls, they were probably in their late 20s, maybe. They were very flirtatious. And they just couldn't say, like, oh, guys like you don't exist here. You're so nice.
I was about to say Australians, like Australian girls, are like, they are quite flirty.
Yeah, you think so?
I feel like each sex feeds the other one's culture, if that makes sense. Like,
oh, we're gonna get into that
cycle. Yeah.
Well, we're definitely gonna get into that.
Yeah.
But I was just completely taken back. I felt like I had stepped into a whole parallel universe, another dimension. Couldn't believe it.
Actually, that is so true, because I once had two English friends come and stay with me when I was living in St. Kilda, and I had an Australian female housemate, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, your friends are so nice," and I was like, that's just what guys are like in England. Like, sorry that Australians aren't the same.
Aussies are definitely not the same. And I'll tell you my take on it a little later. So anyways, shoot your shot, ladies. Shoot your shot. And I talked about taking action on my last episode. And I was very proud of these, all three of these girls. So, highly, highly proud of these girls.
So what is shoot your shot?
Huh?
What is shoot your shot as in?
Oh, you don't know that expression, shoot your shot?
No.
Oh, okay. So... Here's my take on Aussie guys. Aussie guys, and maybe I'm completely wrong.
Probably not.
But they don't take a lot of initiative when it comes to hitting on girls as it would be back in the US.
They're not
overly aggressive.
No. I think what you're trying to say is they don't have game.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Or the banter, maybe. Like, they kind of, I don't know. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, but it's hard to explain. They're quite sort of relaxed about the whole approach.
Right,
And just kind of...
Super chill.
Yeah, but it's like they don't really make much effort.
They have no problem having the girl make the first move.
Yeah, I did that with my ex-boyfriend.
You made the first move?
Like, he asked for my number because I bought him a shot.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so progressive.
Sometimes. Depends on the person.
I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you. By the way, we haven't caught up in a bit, but we're going to catch up right now.
Okay.
But before I forget, I was having lunch yesterday with a really great girlfriend of mine, and I won't bore you with all the details, but I do need to give some guys advice. Just a little advice. She was telling me all about her single days and about this one particular guy, because we had gone to a coffee shop that they had a first date on. And it was really good. He ended up being her Valentine's last year.
Mm-hmm.
Tells me all about this guy. And guess who we saw strolling by?
Him.
He just walks by, and she says she sees him all the time.
Well, he's in Melbourne all the time.
Oh, you know, it feels very small.
You cannot be anonymous. Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
And, like, good luck getting away from your ex. Like, they're just there.
They're just around, yeah?
Yeah. Mine moved into my street, so, yeah.
Oh, what part of the city do you live in now?
I'm living in Paran.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're kind of neighbors.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Now that we're back in touch, we're gonna fucking see each other all the time now. We're gonna walk by each other all the time. Okay. Anyways, so he yells out her name. She laughs, says hi, and as she sees him walk past, this is her exact quote. You know, I'm not sure how we got there, but we had anal once.
That's a nice, like, tidbit of information.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Were you, like, having lunch at this point? I'd be like...
We were having lunch. We were having a couple of drinks. It was just a catch-up. I haven't caught up with her for, like, about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so she had anal with this guy.
Yeah, great. Good for her.
That's what I said. But the story goes, he apparently went through the back door.
Mm-hmm.
That's not all. He decided to go full porno on her and double dip.
I feel like that's just a recipe for disaster.
It is. So because he double dipped the stick, the next day my poor friend was so bad.
Yeah.
She caught a really bad case of thrush.
Oh, no. I was thinking she'd have, like, excruciating cystitis.
Oh,
like
no.
Infection.
No, this was completely the next day she was experiencing some really bad thrush.
Yeah.
It was hurting her bad. So guys, let me tell you, if you're going to do this, just a couple of things. One, good for you. I applaud your effort.
I generally don't really understand the attraction personally, but I'm not a guy, so
I don't think girls do realize what the attraction is, you know?
I think guys just like it because it's I shouldn't really do that.
No, it's because they see way too much porn. That's why.
Yeah, I don't think and I think guys either love it or are not interested at all. There's no middle ground. They're just nah.
What about the guys that just can't do it? Just they're anatomically, physically, just it's not gonna fit. You know.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't designed for that, so I think.
I'm just saying.
I guess they'll be right.
I'm just saying for a friend.
Yeah.
No, Okay, and number two, sometimes you can't get greedy. You just have to pick one or.
Yeah.
At the very least, you have to pick the correct order in which you're going to get in.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised that she only had thrush because urinary infections, that's exactly how you get urinary infections.
Sure.
That is the exact reason why, girls are taught to wipe a certain way.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next point. Fellas, these things down there, they're super sensitive.
Yeah, vaginas extremely.
Vaginas have, their own pH levels and they're super sensitive.
Yeah, it's imagine your girlfriend with PMS. All the time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Look, guys, there's a whole ecosystem down there. And so just be conscious of that next time you're down there. And if you're male and you've never heard of the golden rule of vaginas, you're always going front to back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never back to front. Correct, AJ?
Never, ever.
Tell me I'm lying.
And if, okay. So if you do it the wrong way, imagine the pain of peeing acid. That's what you're doing to the girl.
Oh.
That's how much it hurts the next day.
Burning.
Yeah.
Burning. Yeah, no, his friend was telling me that it hurt the next day when she was peeing.
Yeah.
And she thought this guy had, gave her something.
No, it's just, I have actually had a recurring urinary infection since I was, 3 years old, so I'm very well versed in that.
Always
front to back.
Front to back. Guys, front to back.
Peeing acid. That's the only way I can describe that pain. It's not nice.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into it now, AJ. Your best anal story, go.
I don't have anal sex. It actually makes me feel sick, the thought of it. I don't want, shit or anything around, and I don't... No, sorry.
I know. You seriously have to get prepared for that kind of stuff, you know?
I don't... And I know a couple of gay guys who, fill you in on that, and even that I'm really, I just you don't need to do that. I have a vagina, it's fine.
You just pick one hole, it's okay. My one hole is gonna be a-okay for you.
If I was gonna do that, it would not be for me whatsoever. And
it's mostly for the guy. For the guy. You have a couple of interesting stories.
Give me
you've been here for 10 years, right?
Yes.
You're obviously British, and this is the reason why I was very interested in having you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Aussies have their own perspective of dating here in Melbourne, here in Australia. But us as foreigners, we come from a different type of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
We were speaking earlier about how in England, friends...
That it's really common to have relationships with the opposite sex that are completely platonic.
Right.
And always having my guy friends, I've never hooked up with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that they are just my friends. I've known them for however many years and we're just friends.
Do you find that Aussie guys and girls are a bit foreign to that?
They just don't even know how to do it. It doesn't even come into their understanding of... I think I have one guy friend here that does have female friends.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really know why he's different. I'm not sure. He's just special.
Well, here's my take. As an American, I was telling you earlier, I'm like, oh, well... I see it the same way, but in the U.S. it's even worse.
Yeah.
So if you were... Have you been to the U.S., by the way?
Not since I was about 5, so...
Okay, well...
wouldn't have noticed the platonic relationships.
Look, there are platonic relationships. I would say I have a lot of really great girlfriends out there, but for the most part, I make friends with other women over there because I'm already in a relationship.
Okay.
But there was... If I was single over there, there'd be really no reason to make...
Really?
Girlfriend, yeah.
So you don't get anything out of the relationship that you don't get from your guy relationships? To me, they're like completely different friendships.
I know. No, now that I've gotten here, I have some great girlfriends.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah,
phenomenal. We can catch up over lunch, like what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And they could tell me all their shit, and I'm so grateful for that. The dynamics are completely different here.
And I probably have more guy friends, but I definitely have girlfriends as well. And I always find it really weird when girls go, I have any friends of guys because they don't like the drama. And I was like, you're definitely the one that causes all the drama, if that's your thoughts on that. But I do get on well with guys, and I don't know. But I don't hook up with my guy friends, which I think keeps it like really simple. I don't know what the dynamic would be like if you had hooked up and then you find friends, and then it's like you get a partner, and how do they feel about you being friends with this person that you used to like?
It's a clusterfuck for sure. I know why you got here, but I want you to tell everybody else why you actually came to Australia in the first place.
I didn't actually tell you the full story.
Give me the full story.
So I moved here for love, because you know it's me, there's always a guy involved.
Who hasn't done that?
Met him in London, actually, through one of my very close guy friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
They were living together, and...
How old were you at the time?
Early 20s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like 21, 22.
Yeah. I was still at university. We sort of, like, dated and then decided to be a couple, like, whilst we're in London. And then he's like, oh, I've got to go back to Melbourne. And I was like... And actually, I just remembered, I actually pretended that I had a flight booked over here by chance.
I love it.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, I actually am going to visit my friend.
I love this. I love this guy, and I want to be with him, so I'm going to pretend I have a plane ticket.
Yeah, but that's awesome. But I kind of fucked up a bit. Sorry, can I swear?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Say fucking shit all you want. It's all good. I have a really foul mouth because I went to uni in Scotland, so I blame them. Blame the Scottish. I fucked up a bit because I had a friend that lived in Mosman, which is like New South Wales.
Yeah.
Like M and Melbourne, like I was like, yeah, I'm going to Mosman. And he's like, yeah, I'd live in a different state. I was like, oh, well, that's like awkward, isn't it? So he actually drove up from Melbourne to come and pick me up, and then we drove back down to Melbourne from Sydney.
Whoa!
Yeah,
he made the 8-hour, 9-hour drive.
Yeah, he was like, he was a good egg. Like, I know, but then good. I fucked it up. So
tell me about that. I want to know why you fucked it. Why you think you fucked it up?
So he's just like a good boy. Well, he was actually in a TV show over here.
Uh-huh.
He was in Neighbours, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's actually so cliche that English girl like moved to Australia for a guy from Neighbours.
Why?
I feel like you don't understand the like heaviness of that. It's like in the UK, people are obsessed with Neighbours. Like, yeah. I don't think it's not really a thing in Australia. Like,
It would be like the equivalent of us, I don't know, dating somebody from Grey's Anatomy or some shit.
Yeah, but like,
or is Neighbour
like lesser scale?
Is Neighbour?
they're kind of like C-list, like not like, yeah, not quite that.
But oh, okay. So maybe dating somebody from the OC?
Nah.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No.
The Bachelor?
Less famous. No. Like,
less famous than that?
No, like more like Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing. So it's like, or Sunset Beach.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone
kind
of like laughs a little bit at them,
uh-huh.
but everyone watches it anyway.
Yeah.
So, but in the UK, people actually like really like it. Like they're like, oh, these people are actually a celebrity. Like it's a bit silly. So the cast tend to go over to the UK to travel and make money. So that's why he was there.
Of course.
But then, because he had his head screwed on, unlike me, he came back and like just started working, like bought a house.
Older, younger?
He was younger as well. Like, I seem to be, like, go for younger guys, but they always seem to be more mature than me, which is bizarre.
You're 100% a cougar.
Yeah, oh my God, I've noticed that recently. I keep hitting on all these young guys. And
yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm talking, like, 23. That's almost, like, a 10-year difference. That's, like,
I
don't think that's okay. And then I think they also are like, you're really old. And then I'm just like, oh. Like, they don't say that.
They don't say that.
I can just see it in there.
No. You're just projecting. That those are your own, like, thoughts coming into your head. You're just projecting. You're not, because you're not old. And you definitely don't look your age.
Well, I think that's because of the lack of sunshine for the first, like, part of my life, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You definitely need a little bit of tanning, you know?
I've totally diverted from what I was saying.
So keep going. So you fucked it up. How?
So basically, he was, like, buying a house, like, working for his dad's company, taking over the dad's business, like, really, like, just doing life well.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated uni, came here and was like, ah, and just, like, wanted to party and
of
stuff.
Course.
And, like, just no. Like, it didn't go down well. So...
So you guys broke up. Who broke up with who?
He broke up with me, although get this, quite harsh. Thanks, Kyle. he dumped me the
That's a pseudonym, by the way. That's a pseudonym.
No. Whatever. He was in the the eye, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
So, not anymore though. So, he dumped me the day I had to fly back to the UK for my grandma's funeral.
Harsh.
Quite harsh.
And fuck, then, that's cold-blooded right there. Damn.
But you know, the reason he did was because he thought I wouldn't come back. Here I am, 10 years later.
Oh, shit, you're still here?
I know. I think he thought, if I just do it now, she won't come back, because there's, like, nothing to come back for, yeah?
Of course not, of course.
Yeah, so that's what happened. Then I made the mistake of watching P.S. I Love You on the flight back, so that was devastating.
You basically tortured yourself.
I was like, oh my god, like the whole flight home just wailing. The woman next to me is like, are you right? I was like,
wailing.
There's been a death, and like, my boyfriend.
This is so devastating.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
So that's the worst fucking movie to watch too after a breakup.
Yeah, and I know, and it was just, and like the guy dies in it, so there was just that whole part of the like, it was just generally a bad move to watch it.
Did you ever see him again?
That's the freaking one that moved in on my street.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so one of the reasons we also broke up was, like, he lived way out in the burbs, and I was like, this is so boring. Like, can we live, like, closer to town?
Yeah.
And this girl's my best friend still now, but he had this friend who was dating this girl called Jess. Hi, Jess. And
Hi.
We actually bonded because we met at a New Year's Eve party, and I walked up to her, like, did not know Jess at all, and I said, I don't know if you know this, but that girl 100% wants to fuck your boyfriend. And she was like, oh my god, thank you. She was like, I have been telling everyone that for the last year, and no one believes me. And then we were just like best friends. So she asked me to move in with her, mm-hmm. even though I was actually had a boyfriend, which is quite strange. I was living with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was in St. Kilda. So I moved to St. Kilda. I was planning to. And then he just moved in on my street with his guy buddies. And I was like, excuse me. I thought we had to stay in the burbs. Like, now live four houses down. Like, it was so awkward.
He had a change of heart. He had a change of heart.
I don't know. And it was nothing to do with me. It was genuinely like they just found the house in that area, and it was like, that's just where they lived. And
coincidence.
There were a few awkward situations. Like, I had a cat that I was like sneakily having at the apartment. So when we had an inspection, I'm like, hey, Kyle, like, can you take the cat? And he's like, yeah, whatever. Like, just bring it over. And didn't really think about it. Anyway, that morning I turned up and he was acting like really weird when I got there. And he's like, oh, just put it in the study or something and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then I ended up for some reason like just hanging out at the house, like waiting for the agent to come. And it turned out like his one night stand was like still at the house
his
room. And then I'm like on the couch, and then like there's this other guy there who was also like her neighbors, and he's like trying to like mediate because my ex had gone to work.
Yeah, yeah.
So she like wanders out. She's like, hey, she was a backpacker, obviously. And
Of course, she was.
I think she was Irish, yeah.
Oh,
I was
like, even better.
Classic, like neighbors just picking up the backpacker.
Yeah.
And so that was just a bit awkward. So we just like, yeah, I don't know, sat in the living room awkwardly, and my cat was there, and like, I don't even know. But there was a few, and a few drunken, I had a few drunken situations where I like turned up knocking on the door crying in the middle of the night and stuff. Like,
oh my gosh.
Just generally, it was just bad.
It was all bad, all around.
Yeah, so that's my advice. Don't move on the same street as your ex.
Good advice. That's actually solid advice. Okay, we were having this conversation last night, doing a little prep for the show. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody, how many guys have you seen, do you think, since your breakup?
So, just to clarify, I'm not talking about having sex with...
No, we're not talking about sex. We're just talking about...
I feel like I'm actually, like, the queen of, like, going on Plenty of Fish and making friends.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, you get on with someone and then you meet them and you're like, ooh, there's no chemistry, but I still like you. So then we just, like, I don't know.
They linger.
Guys are all the same. Like, they all just want to, like, bang you. But I'm always like, look, we should be friends. And then as soon as they realize it's friends, like, most of them disappear. But
again, you're just projecting. There's some really good guys out there that want relationships.
I don't think I really want a relationship. I don't really know what I want.
No. You're definitely not there.
I don't know. I don't really want a relationship, but I also like, I don't really know. I don't really want to fuck with it. I think I actually just want friends. Like,
yeah, no, sometimes that's all you need. If anybody wants to be AJ's friend, please, by all means, hit her up.
I actually signed up to a website called hireafriend.com.
Really?
It's like escorting, but you're a friend.
Oh, so
it's
you...
It's a real thing.
So you were going to be the friend.
The hired
friend.
Yeah, like they can hire me to be their friend.
Fuck me, that's so interesting.
I know.
Did you get any hits?
Well, I haven't had my profile approved yet, but it should be approved by now. I don't know. Maybe we could check later.
Oh my god, we'll definitely check later.
See if I have any hits.
Now, how much would you charge for something like that?
Well, I decided to go for the top end of the bracket because I think I'm quite a good friend.
Oh, of course you are.
So it's $50 an hour.
phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's solid. That's solid work right there.
Yeah, but then I was reading these articles of like these other girls that had done it, and they said it's quite awkward because the people kind of think you're actually friends, mm-hmm. and you're like, this is actually just my job. Like,
oh, of course. Oh, they for sure have like, they for sure have that that intention of like, oh, this person's really gonna be my friend.
But that website is friendship only, and it's not to do with hooking up or anything.
It's not like seeking arrangement or anything like that.
And it's like it explicitly says it's platonic.
Yeah.
Because I find myself in sticky situations where it's like, you know, I end up having to be like, ooh, like, I don't really like you in that way. Like, there was this man that I met recently at the casino.
Yeah.
Who asked me to go to the mahogany room with him, which is like mm-hmm. the high rollers.
Yep, yep, yep.
But this man's like pretty much the same age as my dad. And he's like,
oh, he's a sugar daddy.
He's not overly attractive. Mm-hmm.
How did you meet this guy?
Just at the casino.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
To be fair, he kind of accosted me, like, he just sat down next to me and was like, oh, hi, like, whatever. And so he was like, oh, do you want to come? So he was just kind of, like, feeding me money to, like, gamble, and then I was like, yeah, and if I won, I got to keep it. I was like, this is a sweet setup. Like,
total sugar daddy.
Just the whole time, everything is in the casino. Like, it's just always like, do we want to come and, like, bet on some horses? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, maybe we have dinner in the casino. Like, everything's just at the casino. Uh-huh. And then the last time I saw him, I sensed maybe a little bit of creepy coming out.
Oh, you think?
Sorry, not creepy. That's probably the wrong
word. You think a guy in your dad's age would be not creepy with a girl your age? What do you think?
I thought that he was lonely. Like, that sounds really, like, I don't know. My friends were like, oh my God, you're so naive. And I was like, nah. Like, so he was telling me how he'd had this divorce, and like he lives like in his dad's house, but his dad's in a nursing home.
You're 100% naive.
He lives with his two brothers.
So He totally wanted to pay for it.
So mm-hmm. I nipped it in the bud. I sent him a message after that meeting, and I just said, in fact, I tried to work out where he was at without having to actually say it. So I was like, why do you like spending time with me? So you can tell me from this response what you think. So
I'm ready.
Firstly, he took like 8 hours to reply. So like, obviously he loves spending time with me. And
of course.
And it's like my, like a dazzling like wit that he just enjoys.
Although look, to be honest, in his defense, he's what, 65-ish?
No, he normally texts back really quick.
No, I'm not saying his age.
Yeah.
So he's what? Like, what, 65?
Yeah, so what?
You think 65-year-olds are, like, well-versed in text game?
I think that if someone says, why do you like spending time with me, if you liked spending time with the person and didn't just want to get into her vagina, like, you'd be able to come up with
a Of course, but again, this dude is 65, so, and if you're expecting a text from a 65-year-old...
No, he loves texting, I'll show you.
Oh, okay, no. Now I believe you then. Now I believe you.
So I could read you the message I sent him. Would you like me to?
No.
Okay, right.
What I want to hear.
But he just told me to take care as soon as I should.
And that was it.
He's like, I said, if you think this is going to be like more than just a friendship or blah, 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 I was like, that is not going to happen. And he goes, I appreciate your honesty. Take care.
Wow.
Like, brutal.
Yeah, no.
Ciao.
I mean, no, he wanted a sugar baby.
Yeah, but I had to be honest. I couldn't like drag that out just for the money. To be honest, like, it was
No. You can't do that. Definitely can't do that. No. I actually have a friend that my buddy is. I actually won't get into that story because it's a wild story. And
we should have booked this room for 4 hours.
We really should have. We really should have. Damn it all. Next time I'm going to book. Next time I have a guest, I'm going to book the studio indefinitely. Six to eight hours all day, and we'll just chit chat all day. Okay, no, tell me, you said you had been on over 100 dates minimum.
Well, because what I was thinking was, what, there's 52 weeks in a year?
Yeah.
That's only like one a week.
Oh, of course.
That's not that many.
Or, I'm sorry, 2 weeks. That would be 2 a week.
Oh, in the last year.
Just in the last year.
Sorry, I thought you said in the last 2 years when you asked me yesterday. Okay, well then in that case, 100 is a slight exaggeration. It would be like more like 50 or 60.
That's still a lot of dates.
Because like sometimes there'd be like 3 a week, mm-hmm. but then sometimes there'd be like none. So it would be, I don't think on average it would be 1 a week.
Yeah. No, that's a lot. That's a lot of dates. I've had clients actually tell me that they had been on at least 60 to 70 dates mm-hmm. in 1 year.
Trouble is like dating these days, like a date these days seems to constitute like a guy just coming to your house and like watching a movie.
It's okay,
like,
tell me about your bore. just tell me about your prior experiences dating. The last dude. What happened to the last dude?
Okay, who's the last guy I dated? Oh my God, I can't even remember. Oh, he's the one that thought I wanted to kidnap him, remember?
Oh, that's right.
He definitely thinks I'm a creepy old woman. So he's like 23, and I think I just sent him some like really like loserish text saying something like, I hadn't seen him for a little bit, so I was like, I want like wanted to kidnap him, tie him up in my car, and have my wicked way with him. I think it's quite obvious that I was like joking.
And you have this sarcastic, dry wit about you.
Yeah.
But you're English too, so it makes sense that you would.
Yeah.
And he took it.
He thought I was going to kidnap him.
For reals.
He was like, and I'm telling you now, if anyone tries to kidnap me, they will end up with a bullet between their eyes. I was like, wow.
This escalated quickly. This is over the phone. This wasn't via text, right?
No text.
Oh, this was via text.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He was 100% serious. Because then I called him because I'm like, is this guy for real? Like, I almost said a C word just then. Uh-huh. But I was like, is this guy for real? Like, what? I was like, surely he doesn't actually think this. So I call him and he genuinely looked at me. He was like, fuck off. Like, I was like, wow, oh my God. Like, I don't know. He thought I was going to kidnap him. I don't know. It was like.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I think maybe he's, like, lost the plot or something.
He's 23. Like, you can't joke around with young guys like that.
Poor guy. Like, he's actually probably young enough to be kidnapped. So I get
it
now.
True.
His mum probably told him, like, don't talk to strangers. And he did.
He did. He met you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep going back. Tell me about the guy that's in jail now.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. So I actually have two in jail at the moment. I know.
I'm going to put a laugh track to this.
My parents are like, what have you become? Honestly.
Who are you, exactly?
Who we raised you to be?
Seriously.
I know. I know how to pick
them. Tell me about the first guy.
The first one, he's just like a walking, talking tragedy, really. Like, I don't even know how to explain anything about him. I don't even know where to start.
Start where his girlfriend put a restraining order on him.
Okay, well, that's why he's in prison.
Exactly, because he violated the restraining order.
Yes, so he had an intervention order put on him, and he violated it. But I don't actually know the ins and outs, because, like, he actually calls me sometimes from prison, and, like, we sort of, I know.
This is amazing.
It's ridiculous. It's like, for me, like, listen to my accent. I'm not meant to date someone that ends up in prison. I'm like, I went to school with people that like knew Prince Harry, and then I now I've got someone in prison.
You have this like typical British accent that I'm not gonna lie to you. It sounds like you're royalty.
But it's meant to. No,
it's meant so to
I'm
be.
Like, I'm just like
it's the Queen's like, English.
So my parents are just honestly besides themselves. Charlotte, this is devastating. This is not on. My dad said, you need to ditch the crud. I was like, okay. But actually, that ex, he wasn't actually crud. He was from a really good family, but he just, I don't even know what happened to him. Well, actually, something quite bad happened to him. I think I was telling you about his parents. And yeah, there was like a murder-suicide.
Yep. So this guy was already messed up in the head.
Yeah.
His mom killed his dad.
And then killed herself.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's so full on, you can't even, like,
where exactly did you meet this guy?
Just through a friend.
Oh, God, that's devastating. Please tell me that they didn't set you up with this guy. It was like a blind date?
No, like, he's angry that we ended up together. He wasn't really that messed up when I first sort of met him.
Or you just put him crazy.
Yeah, I think maybe I do. I don't know. Like that one thought that I was going to kidnap him. So clearly he thinks, like, maybe, I don't know.
I think there's a lot of crazy in your relationships, for sure.
Yes. Well, no, only the recent ones, because I had actually a good relationship.
But the one where you were engaged?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me that story
so
now.
So even that, though, it's not very dramatic. Like, I wish I could be like, yeah, the fucking bastard cheated on me. No, like, poor thing. So he asked me to marry him. I said, yes, we're so happy. Yay.
How long were you with him?
5 years.
5 years, that's a long time.
So it wasn't like a fling. Like, it was, we were together.
Yeah.
Had our whole lives together. Like, I'm in Australia because of him. Like, I have my de facto visas through him.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm obviously not illegal, just FYI. Like,
No. You're
I'm
a permanent
resident.
Because
we're together long enough. But, like, yeah. Look, but that's, like, how I got my visa. So
look, if the Aussie government is listening to this show, get back to work.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, real,
two, thanks for listening.
Promote it.
Yeah, exactly. Share it around with your friends.
Yeah, we were a serious relationship anyway, and I don't know what this had to do with it, but it just happened to coincide with my grandpa died, and I had to fly back to the UK for the funeral. But no, we were still together at this point, anyway, but okay. I had to go. I hadn't been back to the UK for 3 years, and
wowzers.
So it was a really weird trip, because it was like I was seeing my bridesmaids, like all my friends and family
gosh.
Oh my God, you're engaged. But then, like, my grandpa had died and it was his funeral. So it was like really intense and like emotional and really weird.
Oh, fuck.
And I just got back from that trip and, like, I don't know. It wasn't as though I wasn't actually like, I don't want to do this. But I just had, you know, like when you're trying to make a decision on something and like pick one, and then you have that niggle in your gut, you've picked the wrong
Absolutely.
One. Yeah, that's what it was.
You had a gut feeling that it just wasn't right.
It was like, I knew that in like 5 years' time, it would be done.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so, like, it was really hard to explain to him. He didn't get it. He's like, are you seeing someone else? Like, what? He's like, I don't understand. You can't give me a reason. And I was like, sorry.
It just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How long was it before the actual wedding?
Oh, we hadn't actually planned a wedding. So we were sort of in the planning stages.
Mm-hmm.
So we got engaged in, I think it was like in March. And then this was sort of started happening like the May, June.
Oh, God. So recent.
Yeah.
You were barely engaged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wowzers. Who kept the ring? Did you give it back?
He didn't really give me a proper one, so I kept it. It was like a placement ring.
What does that even mean?
It's like,
I know that's very common. I know that's very common, like, but just explain.
He didn't know what to get, and he didn't want to fuck it up. Even though I'm literally the last person that could care. I only learned the different parts of diamonds from people talking about them around me at work. Like, oh my God, like, let's see a ring, like a princess cut. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I literally couldn't care less. But anyway.
Oh, of course, so, of course.
Like, you want a nice ring, but like, he could have picked it, whatever he picked, it would have been nice. But he was worried. So he just bought like a Swarovski ring as like, so had something to propose with.
Right.
And then once he proposed, he was like, we were going to go and get one made.
That's the fucking wrong move. Guys have to be decisive on that shit.
And I kind of said to him, I was like, I don't really want to design my ring. Like, I have no interest in doing that whatsoever.
No, you definitely have that conversation beforehand.
Nah, like, but that's the thing. We didn't, because I don't care. So it was like,
you don't, you're right, exactly. Like, you didn't care enough.
Some girls do. Like, some girls are literally like, I have designed my ring. Here it is.
100%.
Propose when you're ready. Again.
100%.
So odd. Like, I find that really odd. Girls designing their ring before they got engaged. I'm like, wow. Like,
no, I'm okay with that. I love that. I love that a girl knows exactly what she wants, because that guy
gives it to the partner.
No, but it gives the guy an opportunity to find out exactly what she's into, and then be like, oh, okay, I'm going to take your advice and I'm going to make sure that I buy you what you want.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that though. I'm talking about like a girl. I'm actually thinking of someone specific that I worked with who was like, so we're gonna get married soon. We're definitely gonna get engaged. So I'm just gonna. And she literally like ordered it, got it made, and everything. And all he had to do was go and pick it up.
Oh, okay, no, not like, that far.
Did he even want to get engaged?
Like, yeah, yeah. Let's. Yeah, that would be a little too much.
It's just all. Yeah, a bit strange. But there are girls like that. Crazy. They're the bridezillas, I think.
So that's your engagement story.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, oh my God, there's so much there to unpack. Tell me about the other guy that's in jail. Because I only thought there was one.
No, I know. I kept the other one, like, you know, on the down low.
Oh, God. Okay, tell me about the second one.
The second one is actually, well, I don't know how into this kind of thing you are, but I'll just say he's a Pisces. So it doesn't really surprise me that he's ended up in jail.
I'm a fucking Pisces.
There you go.
Okay,
Pisces,
but
I'm surrounded by them. Everywhere in my life.
Okay, hold on. Normally, Pisces are very, like, even keel. They're just in their own little dream world, you know?
Pisces.
Tell me.
They are the star sign, the house of self-undoing. Like, they
100%.
Are the ultimate
yes.
self-saboteurs. Like, this guy that's in prison, he could be anything he wanted to be. Like, he's so smart. Anything he turns his hand to is just like, what? Like, Pisces just pick up something and they're like, I'm just fucking great. They just do everything.
No, it's just real.
But for some reason, they just have to fuck it up because it's like too easy. Like, it would be too easy to be that good. So they have to. Are you not like that?
I know. I'm very much like that, actually.
Yeah.
I have to. I self-sabotage quite a bit, but I also have trained myself to be very focused and determined because otherwise I won't get anything fucking done.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He 100% is like very driven, focused. Like, all Pisces
I get
are the
it.
Same. You can
I
always
get
like
it.
Pick it. Like when I meet someone and they start telling me a story and then they're like, and then this happened and then they do something like really crazy. You think, why on earth would someone do that? Like, I don't know why they would do that. That's obviously going to fuck up their whole life. Like, I could be a Pisces now.
Exactly. It sounds like you're describing yourself to a T.
So I'm actually a Libran and my like life thing is relationships. Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Of course
so, like,
it is.
Yeah.
Whereas, one in trying to find balance and
I can't remember what the Pisces one is. I think it's like, I don't even know.
Oh, we're super romantic and like we're hopelessly romantic.
Every star sign has like a field of experience that they're meant to like basically experience throughout their lifetime.
Oh, we're technically the oldest.
You are the last of the zodiac, which I always think of as the wisest. Yeah, that's what I always think.
Right.
And you're also a combination of all the other star signs, which is why you're so fucking complicated.
hence, they gave me a fucking podcast, and I get to relate to a bunch of people in a bunch of different ways.
I love Pisces, though. Pisces are great. But yeah, that's all I have to say about him, the one in prison. It's like, well, he's a Pisces, so really, what do you expect?
You're just saying that because now you know I'm a Pisces.
No, I don't. I honestly do. Like, the guy that I was engaged to, Pisces. Like, they're literally like, my best friend, the one that I said has got female friends.
Yeah.
Pisces. There's like pretty much like everyone in my life that's important.
Oh, you're surrounded by them.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're surrounded by the fish.
Yeah.
Surrounded by the fish.
Do you know why? It's because Pisces like to save people. So like everyone wants to save me. And I'm like, it's fine. I'm okay. And they're like, no, come with us. Like, we'll save you.
I used to be totally Captain Save-A-Ho when I was younger.
Yeah.
Totally Mr. Captain Save-A-Ho. That was me, Captain. Okay, last. Tell me your outlook on what Aussie guys are like or what the dating world is like here in Melbourne. Give me the nitty gritty. I want to know the truth.
Okay, who listens to this? Is this like Aussies or like...
I have a lot of Americans, several Aussies.
I don't want to offend anyone.
No. I mean, this is you. It's not me. Okay. So I'm not going to be offensive.
I'm stereotyping.
Generalizing.
However, like, stereotypes exist for a reason because it's like the most common.
Because people perpetuate the stereotype.
Yes.
Okay, so what's a stereotype?
Chauvinistic pigs.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't get that. Mm. I don't get that at all.
Yes, yeah. There's a different generation. Mm-hmm. So, like, the younger you go, kind of, depending. Obviously not Mr. Kidnap. He obviously wasn't, like, overly, like...
In fact,
he was quite chivalrous, I suppose, for a 23-year-old, invited me out for sushi. I thought that was quite sophisticated of him.
Yeah.
But especially the older men are 100% very much, like... Yeah, they are a bit sexist,
Are you now talking about just Aussie men in general?
Yeah. Is that what you meant?
Yeah. I mean, because you've dated... on the spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Nationalities.
Well, all those guys were Aussie, but like one of the Pisces has like Greek background.
Okay.
But the tragedy. has, like,
the tragedies.
He's Aussie. The one I was engaged to was Aussie, but he was a country boy. Again, different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
They're slightly different, the ones from the country.
Oh, they'd have to be different.
They are a little bit, yeah.
They're out in the fucking kangaroo world.
he was actually from Bendigo, which is like the most incestuous town in Australia, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, goodness.
It's like every single person's banged each other's misses and like blah, blah, blah. They've all slept with each other and it's like not a big deal.
Bendigo, shots fired.
Yeah.
Shots fired. If anybody's in Bendigo listening to this, I want to hear your opinion on that. I want to either confirm or deny that said statement right there.
I think they will confirm, to be honest.
They will confirm.
I think they're proud of it. They're like, yeah, we fucking do. I'm like, okay, then. So I actually found like his group of friends like quite like I didn't like that vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to me, it was like just so awkward that like every time I went there, I was like, oh, like he's fucked her and her. Like, and my ex was a man whore like growing up, so he'd been with like everyone in the whole town.
Oh goodness.
So.
Relatable. Yeah. Relatable. Yeah. Mm. Okay. When, obviously, you came here at a very particularly young age, but do you find the dating world back in the UK compared to Australia very different? What's the biggest difference, you would say?
That is an interesting question. See, I've started doing the really, like, crap dates with the whole, like, Netflix and chill.
Yeah,
and, I suppose that has something to do with, like, the fact I'm dating, like, almost... guys young enough to be my son.
They're only about like, a decade younger. It's not a big deal.
Like, one guy, I can't go to his house because he still lives with his parents. So, like, you know, that's a bit awkward.
Yes. Oh, there are so many dudes here that still live with their parents. Yeah, it's the weirdest. And girls, too. It's the weirdest thing.
Quite old. Yeah, so he's not super young. He's not, like, a 16-year-old or something. That would be quite creepy. But he's, like, he'd be, like, 24, 25.
Yeah.
And, like, I pretty much, in my mind, left home when I was, like, 11 because I went to boarding school.
So oh, my goodness.
Like,
yeah.
Like, bye. Well, yeah, and I definitely, like, left as soon as I could.
Exactly.
Whereas, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep meeting guys my age who are still living home, and I'm like... but why?
100%.
Like, you're in your 30s. Like, that is really weird.
I'm so glad you brought that up because as an American, people are ushered out of the door at 17 and a half, 18. Your parents are just like, can't wait to get you into college.
I don't know anyone in the UK of my friends that lives with their parents. Like, to me, that's like the most straight. But then we do the whole, it's like, our uni is the same as yours.
Mm-hmm,
like, we go away.
Yeah.
Aussies live at home for uni.
I know.
It's like they do it how I guess you're meant to do it. It's like an extension of school, whereas we're like, it's a party.
No, exactly. It's completely different. Yeah. And here, like, look, if I was growing up here and my parents were, if my parents were the same parents that I had mm-hmm. over there, a little overbearing, but not mm-hmm. a big issue. But if I had to go back and do it again, I would totally live with my parents because I'd save up so much money.
Yeah, I reckon like...
Your sex life would obviously decrease, like, but
I don't reckon I really had that much of a sex life at uni anyway, to be honest, like, because I had the fucking long distance.
Yeah,
because
you had the neighbor's guy.
Yeah, so like, you know, I was just like Skyping the whole time. Like, I don't know.
you traded in your whole life early for your whole life later in life.
Oh God, yeah, I'm definitely making up for it, making up for lost time.
This is a really great conversation. I feel like we broke down a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, moving forward, are you like on Bumble, Tinder? Like, what are you?
Everything.
So
I'm on, no, actually, I deactivated.
Actually, let's not say any names, just in case. Let's just say either websites or...
Okay, well...
Social media.
Yeah.
We'll call it online apps.
Online apps.
Yeah.
So I'm on like a website, which is also an app.
Okay.
But I actually deleted that because that has the most freaks of all.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, some might call it plenty of freaks.
Oh, they might be a sponsor one day. I don't know. I hope we're gonna have to edit that.
The only one I use, so clearly they're doing something right.
What made you go to that one instead of something like the B app?
So the B app, I have, but I have that for. They have a really cool feature on that, which I don't know if anyone knows about. You can go on it to find friends.
Yeah, BFF.
Yeah, BFF. So I use it for that part, but uh-huh. I don't do the dating one. And they also have business as well.
They do.
So that's quite a cool side of it. But I never really liked the dating one of that.
Yeah.
But the one I use, the freaks one, no
offense. The freaks one.
It's because I think I like the fact it's also a website and you can like log in on your laptop, whatever.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I don't know why I like it.
A little bit more old school.
Oh, and also, do you know what it is? I go on there when I'm bored and lonely. Like, I don't go on there actually to be like, okay, I'm going to sit down and find
somebody.
Me a husband.
Exactly.
I'm like, I'm so lonely. Like, I need attention. So, like, I go on, and, like, people can message you on there mm-hmm. without you saying yes.
Oh, right.
You don't have to be matched.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I go on and
they
I'm
can
like...
just see your profile.
I'm like, oh, my God. Like, there's, like, 900 people messaging me. And I'm like, ding, like endorphins.
Oh,
like
you know what you're talking about. You're talking about that ego hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you need ego hits over and over and over again.
That's why I go on there. So, like, that is why I use that one. I just realized that. I just worked that out.
That's a whole other show right there that we can get into about ego hits and how...
People use Facebook for the same thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
People think that, okay, the more people that like me or the more people that match with me, the better. That's so counterintuitive
to
what things should actually be.
I find like online dating as well just makes everyone so cocky. Like,
100%.
And so I actually am very, I think, good at like, guys don't photograph well, I find.
Very few do.
And if they do, it's like, I don't know if like that's really someone I'd be that interested in because they're probably like setting it up that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, so guys look better in life, 100%. So I'm always like looking at a guy in a picture like, oh, I know what he would look like in life. Like, you can see, like, and the picture would be flattering. But you get really, like, superficial. You're like, nah, especially, you know, the one that you swipe left, right?
Mm-hmm,
You know, that one you get so superficial on. Whereas the freaks one is like, they have a whole profile and it's not just no, yes. Like,
okay, true. But AJ, let me tell you, when you're at a bar, what are you doing if you're not like swiping left and right with your eyeballs?
So,
know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is the thing I have the issue with, right? So if I met a guy at a bar and he like had a chat and we got on, blah, blah, and he's like, can I get your number? I'm like, yep, no worries. Here you go, give him a number. And then he messages, hey, like, how are you, blah, blah. And then we have a chat and we're like sort of texting a bit. You know, I have something come up at work or like I'm in here for 2 hours talking
to
you.
Right, exactly.
And then I go check my phone and I've got a message saying, oh, great conversation skills. Like, don't talk, like, don't write too much. Like, blah, blah, blah. I can't stand, like, I don't even know. They're always so sarcastic and cocky. And I'm like, you wouldn't say that if you met someone at a bar. You wouldn't, like, text, like,
straight away again and say,
oh, great conversation skills. You would not.
Look, texting game and in-person game, 100% different. They're not even the same.
If you met the guy at the bar and gave him your number, he wouldn't text you like that.
No, of course not. Of course not.
But online, you give someone your number.
Because there's context between you guys at a bar.
Yeah, or even, you know? Or even, like, they'll just message you and you're messaging on the website And then suddenly you go AWOL. It's like, hello, genuinely girls on there get 900 messages like every time they log in. Like, I don't read all the messages on there because like...
You can't. There's no way of scrolling through all of your messages.
And I'm not special. That's like my best friend, the Pisces, he explained it to me and he just goes, for the guys, it's like a numbers game. They just think the more girls they message, like one's going to say yes. Is. So he's like, they just get it out. They're like, hey, to everyone.
Copy, paste.
So I was one of those really annoying girls that like, you have to have 50 characters or more to message me.
Oh,
and the guys that would go, hi, and then like bash the keyboard, I'd be like, nah. I'd just be like, shit, effort, no. That would be my reply every time.
That literally breaks my heart. I wish I could take all of these guys and just teach them, like, okay, no, you have to, like, specialize your intro to their pictures.
Well, like, one guy actually put me in my place because, like, sometimes I get in a really sarky mood. And I, like, just take out all my aggression and all the, like, shit men in my life on people and, like, on dating apps. And then I'm like, oh, sorry, I don't know where that came from.
So I know where that's coming from. I know where that's coming. That's coming from experience.
So this guy messaged me and he was like, hello, like, my name is Joe, whatever. And he's like, I went to school here and I did this. And I was just like, okay. And I replied saying, well, thanks for the CV, mate. And then he said, it's actually your... And I can't remember what he said. He put me right in my face and I was like, whoa. I was like... Okay, I was like, we should catch up, 100%. Something like
wow.
Because he goes, it's actually your profile that requires a like job, like your, you know, your profile makes it sound like it's a job description or something that you need.
An interview process, basically.
So he's like, you know, yeah, and he put me right in my place, and I was like, wow, I was like, that's fair enough. I was like, thank you for putting me in my place, and also not being too rude. I was like, that was good.
He lifted up the mirror and just showed you who you were.
Yeah, no, I liked it because I was being a bitch. Like, I was rude, and he just was like, no. So I liked that. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love this.
Oh, and the best thing I ever got.
Tell me.
A dick pic. But like.
Oh yes, I love.
You're gonna
love dick pics.
You're gonna love it. It takes. So every time I show this to someone, it takes like maybe like a split second before they go, oh my god, and then they start laughing.
I'm all in. I want to see. That is the best dick pic I've ever seen in my life.
Literally, like, so I met that guy because of that picture. It's
I'm gonna post this. You're gonna send this to me, and I'm gonna post this.
How good is it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be up on Instagram. Oh my god, this was lovely. I can't wait to do this again, AJ. High five. Fucking love you. Well, until next time, daters, thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, happy dating, guys.